standing on this bird overlook over a marshy area in the Dead Creek Wildlife Preserve. I drove up here with my dad, who lives in Columbia County. Please introduce yourself.
Hello, my name's Kevin Hickey.
All right, so we are listening to the birds. We're hearing at least 14, I think we've counted. And we are looking up at the sun, which has now been half covered by the moon. Is that right?
I'd say at the moment it's about a third covered. And we can already feel that it's getting cooler. There were some frogs that started singing, and then they stopped. The birds are still singing, particularly the song sparrow. But eventually the birds should all go quiet, and probably the frogs and peepers will start to sing. And it should get even colder and obviously darker. And maybe the wind will pick up as the warm and dark air needs to recirculate and stabilize.
Hi, I'm Jan Fraga, and I'm a retired teacher who's been volunteering here at Dead Creek Visitor Center for the last 7 years. Dead Creek is about 3,000 acres of wetlands with a series of 13 dams that can control the levels of the wetlands. It's been a conservation since the 1950s. And it's just east of Lake Champlain and west of Green Mountain, so it's very rich in both wildlife and in plant life.
So as we're standing here, the parking lot is getting more and more full as people are coming in to be in the zone of totality for the solar eclipse today. Why is a nature preserve a great place to view this?
People are coming here, are excited about what we have here. Plants, animals, birds flying over. I saw some geese flying over already this morning. So it's a good place with people of your own kind. If you love this, this is a great place to be.
My name's Betty Jakeway.
And Nelson Jakeway.
And where are you coming from to view the total solar eclipse?
Tynemouth, Vermont, which is about an hour south up here.
An hour south, so that is just out of the total zone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we had to drive north.
Is this your first time viewing an eclipse?
Did you figure we
saw a partial eclipse back in the 70s, and I remember the chickens going into roost.
Which is great, yeah.
In the afternoon.
So we're here with a lookout right above a marsh. So are you expecting something similar with all the animals going silent?
Well, it's supposed to be, yeah. Yeah, birds are supposed to be quiet, yeah. Yeah.
Did you come to this spot specifically for that experience?
No, we had no idea where we were going to end up. We might have been on the side of the road, but we just decided we wanted the full eclipse. So, and we saw this woodcock viewing area, mob across the road, and you guys the only ones here.
Yeah, we found a nice secretive spot off the road somehow. And you were telling me earlier that you were working with young people earlier.
Yeah.
And they had made an eclipse song. What was that experience like?
We used Here Comes the Sun, George Harrison's song. But they put their words to it. Yeah.
Which were?
Well, here comes eclipse. And then we talked about the birds and this dog. And it's once in a lifetime and things like that.
Hey, how are you?
Hi. Do you mind if I ask questions about the experience here?
Absolutely not.
All right. So you've got a pretty nice setup here. What are you looking through over here?
Looking over the iPhone. Through the small hole in a binocular.
So it's an iPhone on a tripod looking through binoculars with a photo filter.
Mm-hmm.
And how does it look?
Not bad at all.
Could you introduce yourself? Your name?
Vladimir, I'm from San Diego, actually.
You're from San Diego,
yeah, I'm in San Diego, yes. I have family in Albany, we stayed in Albany, but yeah. We did drive from, Saratoga Springs.
And what's your name?
Sergey Weiss. I'm in Saratoga Springs, yes.
And with this fancy setup, are you a photographer?
No. Amateur.
Amateur. Yes. Are you excited?
Yeah, of course. We are, but most important for me to take the shot. But it's hard to do with this setup.
It is very hard.
Yeah, with this setup. I'm not professional, this is why. I'm saying it's not so easy.
I'm David, and I'm a performer and dancer, and we came here from New York City.
Great. And you're here with a group of three other people?
Yeah, three other people. My partner and friends that we kind of spontaneously met.
I'm Jennifer.
I'm Iki.
I'm Zoe.
So why come all this way from New York for the eclipse?
I was going up anyway to do a residency, and then I knew about the eclipse, and then I think the buzz around the people I was staying with, we were talking about it, and it became something special, and as dancers, we were thinking about doing like a dance score to honor it, because it happens so so rarely. And then me and a friend read this essay by Annie Dillard, part of it, and we were already kind of in 99% totality, but in the essay she says that it's not the same at all. It's like you haven't seen an eclipse if you haven't been in a total eclipse. And then I met Iki and Jennifer, and they were driving up anyway, and they just let us come with them, which was so special. So I'm so glad we get to experience this. I don't have a strong relationship to the moon, and it's so easy to ignore all the time. So I'm just excited to be present where you can't ignore it. It's like so, I have no idea what to expect, and I'm just excited to be here. Yeah.
Wow, look at that.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Oh, now it's trying to break out.
So can you describe this moment? Wow.
Well,
what color is the world right now? Whoa! Our shadows are reappearing. We just came out of the total. Wow.
You can hear all people yelling all around us and cheering.
Somebody's watching from an airplane, I can hear. That was worth the trip.
Oof. That was spectacular with the corona, everything really dark, a little bit of light in the clouds, the sky looks like it's polarized, and our shadows completely disappearing.
And now they're reappearing, and it feels maybe because our pupils have adjusted to the darkness, but so silvery, right?
Yes, it does somehow look different than before, even though it must be the same. So the birds did not completely go silent. They definitely got much quieter, but a couple of them still were calling. And suddenly, about 3 minutes before the total eclipse, all sorts of birds were flying around. Ducks and some small bird I wasn't able to identify. So there seemed to be some confusion amongst the birds about where to go and what to do. And the eclipse with the corona was really just, you couldn't stop looking at it.
Wasn't that the fastest sunset ever?
Yeah, the fastest sunset. For me, it felt very silvery. Did it feel like a silver?
During the eclipse, yes. But still, now it is still a little bit more polarized.
Yeah.
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 The lights are more, the landscape are more polarized.
She was right. So you said the poem was right?
Yeah. The story, she said, if you haven't seen a total eclipse, you haven't seen an eclipse. And that seeing a partial eclipse is like kissing a man, and and seeing a total eclipse is like marrying one. Yeah. Which is a weird...
I'm really glad I got married.
But I was like, we wouldn't have seen that. We would have seen everything right up, but we wouldn't have seen. And I'm shocked that just like the brightness, like you, as soon as it came back out, even the tiniest bit, it's too bright to look at. And right now it's only like 5%, 6% of the sun, and it's, I wouldn't be able to tell. Like, it was magical. It was like, I forgot. Yeah. I was like laughing, and it was just so beautiful. Like, it's, I don't know how you felt. There was like so much more. There's colors like pink, the pink dot.
Right.
And then the sunset all around.
Yeah. Like a halo or something.
I'm like, this, I could do this once a day. You know, just this was, just felt serene.